final hour, jam-packed. Jim Mars, next segment in studio for 52 minutes with us today. And everything we've ever talked about is now just being flaunted in our face. I have it. Registering anybody to buy bullets, keeping records of them, absolute high tyranny. Feds making their move in upstate New York for total takeover and martial law. Put the martial law headline up as they prepare martial law in that area. I will now be attacked by national news saying it doesn't exist, even though it's mainstream news. Then next week they will announce it's all true, but Glenn Beck will say he's our friend and maybe it's needed.
Right.
But local law number A for 2009, a local law for the County of Albany, New York, regulating the purchase of ammunition in the County of Albany. So they are moving and moving everywhere with similar things. The jail time, $1,000 fines. How's that sound?
It sounds, typical. It sounds like, I feel like this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just the beginning.
But you were saying during the break, the good news is you have a lot of military contacting you on your MySpace. Give out some of your websites, your MySpace, and talk about the troops and people that are contacting you.
I have myspace.com/AmyAllen is a good way to contact me. AmyAllen.com is another one. But yeah, I have a lot of police to contact me and a lot of military personnel, soldiers, and they say, let's organize. We got the guns. Let's get together. Let's take back our country. And they don't, they'll get phone numbers or private emails. But there is a definite movement within our military to not accept tyranny. And they took an oath to defend the Constitution, and they're not going to lay down and die unless it's for this country. So.
But these scumbag parasite bureaucrats that work for the offshore banks, they just can't help it. They hate the fact we're armed. They hate the fact we have wealth. They are control freak. Everybody's known control freak scum in their lives. Well, control freak scum try to get in positions of power. They
right.
love ruling over us, and I got news for you, you bastards. You're not going to get away with it.
And they want to kill us, most importantly.
Well, yeah, the people running things are eugenicist, and it's just, it's all getting more and more insane. So are you playing anywhere else while you're in town in Austin for South by Southwest?
No, I played 3 shows yesterday and the day before, and now it's just time for me to enjoy Austin and
hang out. Well, at least we got a plug in 2 nights ago when you were on Jason Burmes' InfoWars show from 9 to midnight, so that's good.
Yeah, that's really, really great. I told anyone who listened to the show to come down and they get a free drink. So
well,
I had a few listeners that came down.
Wow, so I'm just excited to have you here. And I appreciate you, coming into studio. And you were telling me during the break you might move to Austin.
I'm thinking about it. I feel like I need to get out of California, and this would be a good spot.
Everybody I know in California is talking about getting out of California.
Right. Well, if things go down and there's martial law, I feel like Texas would be a good, safe place to be. You know. A lot safer than California.
Well, especially Austin. We've done our due diligence here, planting the seeds of liberty everywhere.
Yeah.
And so we're pretty much the majority here of people who can think. They're on the team. So.
And yeah, and the weather's nicer here than Montana, so it's a little cold up there.
Oh, so you've also thought about going back to Montana?
Well, they didn't have a speed limit for the longest time, but until the Fed imposed one.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I love driving 110 miles an hour right past state troopers. Nothing happens.
Yeah.
But now they'll get you, huh?
Well, the Fed imposed. They said you have to have a speed limit. So cops now, it's a $20 fine if you speed. My sister told me yesterday. She's like, I got a ticket. And I said, can I pay you now? And he said, yeah, $20. She goes, here's $40. Call your buddies. I'm going to be flying down. So, I mean, Montana is just a little different than in California.
Yeah, we need people like that here in Texas. Texas has got a lot of tyranny as well. It's not perfect. Amy Allen's new album, A Little Happiness, when's it come out?
June 9th, everywhere.
June 9th, so we're only talking about a month and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. And be sure and check it out. Again, fire out those websites one more time for folks.
AmyAllen.com. A-I-M-E-E, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, .com, and myspace.com/AmyAllen.
All right, Amy Allen, fabulous having a fellow patriot in the fight for liberty, getting the word out through music. We really salute you and appreciate you, and Godspeed.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good to have her here with us. Jim Mars, ladies and gentlemen, in that seat in 3 minutes when we get back. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and the Obama Deception is now out on DVD. Get it and get it out, folks. The InfoWar. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back live, and for the next 52 minutes in studio, the one, the only, Jim Mars is here. And I remember, was it 4 years ago, breaking this and doing a story up on InfoWars.com, and I told you I've forgotten about hundreds of these. And he goes, look at this, Alex, you know the thing going on with MIAC in Missouri, which the governor now says he backs and the feds put out. He says the feds will continue to put these out through the state level. Terrorism, what the public needs to know. And I'd forgotten how bad this was. It's actually, in many respects, worse than the MIAC. It says intelligence gathering practices, walking, biking, or driving in near potential targets. That's why they harass you anywhere. Wearing a specific valid reason may create surveillance, trial runs. It says attend, practice in, or practice a spiritual indoctrination, prepare for financial or fanatical self-sacrifice. SCUBA, public rallies, demonstrations, and private meetings sponsored by support groups. Posters, leaflets, websites, underground press, how do terrorists gain supports, what they have here. And they go through, trained to avoid confrontations with law enforcement, and therefore can be expected to project a nice guy image. They have another area in here where they talk about, you know, they're involved in community things. They want to be involved in government. They're constitutionalists. They're into the Second Amendment. Cameras and surveillance equipment, baby formula, cigarettes, beer, wine, liquor.
And they travel with women and children.
That's right. It says they travel with women and children. I mean, it goes on and on.
And are polite to police.
It says, who are the terrorists? It says right here. In fact, we're going to put that up on screen. I have a scan of that, don't we? On the front page, down below the Texas seal, it says, introduction. And it says, who are the terrorists? I guess they're public rallies and people like that. Jim Mars, good to see you. Tell us about this.
Well, this has, of course, been ongoing. This is, as you said, you had this a few years ago, and I had people send it to me. It's just absolutely incredible that the police are being trained to, I mean, there's always been a cop mentality, okay? And I understand this because for about a dozen years, I was a police reporter, and this was back in the days of the old Republic, when I actually ran with the cops. I mean, it was amazing. I had a little snappy brim hat, and sometimes I actually carried my press card in my hat band. And I was good friends with the homicide detectives. They get a call on a murder, and I'd just run out there with them. And we'd go in the house, and I'd step over the blood and the stuff. And, you know, I'm right there. And then what happened was is that I suppose by the early 70s, radio got in on the act. And you remember when they started carrying those portable tape recorders, right? And so next thing you know, instead of just one news reporter with a pad and pencil, now you got five or six radio reporters with tape recorders, and it wasn't very long after that before all of a sudden TV showed up, and they had handheld wind-up cameras, and then pretty soon they had light people, and then they had, you know.
You were at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram at the time.
Right, and so naturally you couldn't let 20, 30 people and all their equipment into a crime scene, so they started keeping everybody outside the house, outside the building, and you had to wait until the police public information guy came out to tell you what was going on. And today, of course, now they string that yellow tape around and push you back 12, 14, 20 blocks. And nobody can see what's truly going on. And I lived through all this. I know how it happened. I know why it happened. But
and now we have secret police under federal control. They're putting military officers as liaison publicly in every major and even small departments. And they say, you know, don't distribute these. But it's basically saying anybody and everybody's a terrorist. If you have a road almanac, if you've got a cell phone, if you're wearing blue jeans, it literally lists everybody and everything.
That's right. And says, by the way, here's a point, possession of global positioning systems. Okay? If you got a GPS, you must be a terrorist. Yeah. It's incredible, Alex. When I was a youngster, you know, back in the old days, we were taught to respect the police. And unfortunately, now it's getting to be them and us and them attitude, both on the part of the public, because they have been turned into so many things that are other than what I consider legitimate law enforcement.
Well, let me just add, this is one of the public reports. Imagine how bad the secret ones are. Well, those are demonizing Ron Paul. You know, we have the secret reports, but that says what the public needs to know. We'll put it back up on screen. And I've seen some of the secret Texas reports. They're just as bad as this one in Missouri.
And let me tell you something. This goes back several years, but I broke a story while I was at the Star-Telegram about an airline pilot who had gone to a Dallas City Council meeting and had simply got up and asked some questions about the new proposed Comanche Peak power plant, and a DPS undercover agent had gone back, filed a report, and checked it as subversive. And then they sent this report to the pilot's employer. Luckily for him, his employer happened to be a friend. And he said, look at this. They've got you down as a subversive.
Well, it's come out that pro-life groups, bike riding groups, anti-death penalty groups, they have state police in them trying to get them to carry out violence. I mean, mainline, now they have army intelligence spying on the people.
Right.
This is the opposite of what a free society is.
Absolutely. And now that you mention these agents provocateur, I want to tell everybody that's listening to your show, if you're in any kind of group and somebody starts acting up and says, let's go beat up somebody or let's throw rocks through here, grab those people and get them out of there, because violence is... That's exactly what they want. They want violence so that they can instill martial law.
You're absolutely right. I want to get back into this report later. But right now, you've got some breaking news from mainline UN documents about who's really calling the shots and running things. Let's go ahead and get into that right now.
Well, I just want everybody to be aware because, as you know, I kind of operate on a macro global political thing. I want to know who's really running the show. And we hear now that Obama's in, and now we're in for change. But I think we need to look at the remarks of his national security advisor, General James L. Jones, who last month was at the 45th Munich Security Conference in Germany. And they had honored Henry Kissinger. And, of course, we all remember Henry Kissinger, Secretary of State under Nixon. and the guy who's responsible for our foreign policy that's gotten us in the mess we're in right now. Also a man who is wanted in several countries for war crimes and can't even go into those countries because there are warrants out for his arrest. So I think that your listeners need to understand when I tell you that the remarks by James L. Jones to the Munich Security Conference opened with this. Thank you for that wonderful tribute to Henry Kissinger yesterday. Congratulations. As the most recent National Security Advisor of the United States, now listen carefully, I take my daily orders from Dr. Kissinger, filtered down through General Brent Snowcroft and Sandy Berger, who is also here. We have a chain of command in the National Security Council that exists today. And I ask you, so where's the change? Obama's National Security Advisor takes his daily orders from Henry Kissinger. Where's the change?
Well, I mean, the Pope is advised by Kissinger because he works for the Rothschilds and Rockefellers publicly.
Exactly.
And he gets up on MSNBC, it's in the Obama deception, and says Obama's going to sell the world on a new world order, a global banking elite, where we pay our carbon taxes to them. And there's no change. It doesn't matter who comes into office. You've got these imperial legates like Henry Kissinger who are really running the shots and Zbigniew Brzezinski. Go over again the providence of that, where you got that specifically, where folks
will
find it.
Well, I pointed this out, and specifically the line he says, I take my daily orders from Henry Kissinger. This is Barack Obama's national security advisor, okay? And people said, oh, well, where'd that come from? That can't be true. So, you know, somebody that can't, you know. Folks, it's right off the Council on Foreign Relations website.
This is from the CFR.
Yeah, if you up at the top, if you want to show that.
Give me a close shot on this camera. We'll go on this camera right here.
Just go to the Council on Foreign Relations website. The gloves are coming off, Alex. They don't care who knows now.
And why do you think that is?
Well, because ever since their inception back in 1921-22, they've moved very, very surreptitiously, very deceitfully, keeping everything under quiet, under wraps. But beginning with the assassination of President Kennedy and with the control they had over Lyndon Johnson and then over Richard Nixon, who was put into politics with Nazi money, they have slowly grown in their power and in their control to the point to where now they don't really care what you know. It's and their attitude now is almost, we're in charge. What are you going to do about it?
That's right. This is from the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR.org. You can just Google remarks by National Security Advisor Jones at 45th Munich Conference. In fact, we'll get that up on screen right now. Remarks by National Security Advisor Jones at 45th Munich Conference on security policy. When you read even the public CFR stuff and Trilateral Commission stuff,
right,
they said in the 70s they were going to bankrupt the world economy, bring in a global currency.
Yeah.
And we're here warning people, and so we get put in terrorism reports because we go to the CFR and say, oh, look what's going on, when all we do is cover the facts here of the bankers raping everybody.
Basically, Alex, you and I are simply reporters. The real terrorists are the people who are actually implementing these policies.
Absolutely. I mean, this is so important. Read that again to people. I mean, That is powerful, Jim, that you brought in.
The day before, they had honored Henry Kissinger at the 45th Munich Conference, and so the next day at the Hotel Bayerischerhof on February the 8th, 2009, Barack Obama's newly named National Security Advisor, General James L. Jones, gets up and he says, thank you for that wonderful tribute to Henry Kissinger yesterday. Congratulations. As the most recent National Security Advisor of the United States, I take my daily orders from Dr. Kissinger, filtered down through General Brent Snowcroft and Sandy Berger, who's also here. We have a chain of command in the National Security Council that exists today. In other words, the same people are still running the show through the National Security Council.
Yeah, these are people who aren't even officially in the National
Security. Who voted for Henry Kissinger?
Listen, they're not in the National Security Council officially, but remember the Washington Post 3 weeks ago. They said that under NORTHCOM and Homeland Security, Congress has no authority, repeating PDD 51,
right,
and that the National Security Council rules all, not even the president. The president's a guy, whether it's George Bush or Ronald Reagan or Barack Obama, who goes and reads off a teleprompter, and that's all he does, and then he goes and plays basketball and smokes cigarettes, in his
right
own words. So, and then we're having these stupid, childish arguments with Obama supporters or Bush supporters when the elite admit they're running everything instead of the puppets. Look past the puppets to the actual elite. The Obama deception on sale now, by the way, on DVD at InfoWars.com. Get it. Show it to everybody. This exposes their whole agenda Everybody will watch it because Obama is hot right now. Use this tool. People are ready to wake up.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, with Jim Mars here in studio with us, author of The Rise of the Fourth Reich, which we have at Infowars.com. This is our best-selling book right now. It's powerful info. No, it's not saying the Nazis run things. The Nazis got it all from the English and the U.S., the system of corporate fascism, and one of the preeminent 9/11 books, The Terror Conspiracy, Deception 9/11, and The Loss of Liberty, Jim Mars, all available at Infowars.com. You're going to be speaking tomorrow night at Brave New Books down at the end of the drag right here in Austin, Texas, BraveNewBooks.com.
That's it. Hope to see everybody there.
Now, Jim, you've got some new news on Kissinger and the whole thing.
That's right. We were mentioning Kissinger, and you just mentioned my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, which, and I'm glad you clarified this. I'm not trying to say that goose-stepping Germans have taken over the United States. It's this moneyed elite, the very people who created communism in Russia and then grew fearful because it was going to spread worldwide, so they created National Socialism or Nazism in Germany, and then after the war, they brought them all over here, okay? And they've been building up a power base ever since. We're the new empire. We're the Fourth Reich. That's my argument. But as a capper of that, last year, Henry Kissinger, who's wanted for war crimes in a number of countries, honored former President George Herbert Walker Bush and named him as the man most instrumental for the reunification of Germany, and presented him with this big award. This was in July of 2008. And guess where they held the honor ceremony?
Oh.
On the Wannsee, this lake in Germany, where in January 1942 was held the Wannsee Conference, which is where they decided the final solution. This is when they made the decisions to exterminate the Jews and the Gypsies. And the
And we know Kissinger signed the CIA memorandum, State Department Memorandum 200, to force nations that take money to at least reduce their population by half, and they're all into eugenics. So, right. Again, we go back to that.
This is the same Nazi program, the same Nationals program that they were trying to carry to fruition.
And you have that from Fox News, of all
places. That's right off of Fox News. This is not deep secret stuff.
My guys are so good, they've already got it up on screen in there. You know, for those that don't understand, the eugenicists, that was the mainline scientific rage from the 1870s to the 1940s.
Right. In fact, the first eugenic center was set up in this country.
Cold Springs Harbor.
Yeah. And then from money from Mrs. Edward Harriman. And I think it should be pointed out that the Harrimans were the mentors and closest support of the Bushes.
Now, to explain this mainline history book, and you're a big historian on this as well, so you can speak to it, and I want you to. You know, the crown king of England was a big Nazi, hung out with them. They told the Nazis, help fund them, we're going to let you take over Europe and fight the Russians. And then Hitler was a bad guy. But the point is they set him up, and that's why the Reich Deputy Fuhrer flew in once the war started,
right.
Parachuted into England, Rudolf Hess, and said, why are you doing this? They grabbed him, threw him in the tower. Hitler said, okay, they've betrayed us. We've still got to beat the communists, and then turned east with Operation Barbarossa. And so this is the mastermind level of the Milner Group, Lord
right.
Milner and others. Explain that.
Yeah, well, that's how they operate. In fact, you know, it's this amazing. The current Pope. It was a Hitler Youth. Yeah, Joseph Ratzinger in 1944. He was a member of the Hitler Youth. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of our largest populated state, his father was a Nazi Gauleiter, a Nazi political leader. I mean, it kind of makes you wonder who won the war. And but as you said, their ideas of extermination and of killing people and of sterilization, all this goes back long before World War II and actually originated with the eugenics movement in the United States.
And that's why they brought all the Nazis here after.
It was all,
you even read the writings, we betrayed you, love you, come to America.
Well, and they,
you know, run NASA, run every major department.
Exactly. And they did kind of betray them, but here's the reason, okay? A quote from Winston Churchill, who is a inner core member of this financial elite, and he said that we must destroy Germany. I don't care if a Jesuit priest is in charge. So, in other words, it wasn't Hitler and the Nazis. The problem was, Alex, they did not want Germany to
be the center of power with industry and science.
To lead the financial power of the world. Exactly. That had resided first with the British Empire, and then they had shared it with the Rockefellers and the Morgans and the DuPonts. Okay? And so now they had that Anglo-American financial elite that was running everything, and they didn't want to cut Germany in.
Yeah, so some people email me and go, what, you're defending the Nazis? No, use more than two-dimensional thinking. No, we're saying the globalists on record set them up like a wind-up toy, and that it originated from the United States and England, everything we saw unfold.
Why do you think Hitler let the British Army get away at Dunkirk?
No, on record.
Yeah. I mean, he just stopped and let them all go back.
And they already had a deal with the Vichy French to basically stand down so they could take over France.
And the whole idea was is that they were all going to turn and ally and make peace with each other and then turn against communists, the Soviet Union.
But that was a big setup. They'd made secret pacts that the British and the U.S. broke.
Yeah.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Up on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, a tour of the office that we promised to do for folks. The new offices. What do you think of the new offices, Jim?
This is really great. It's only fitting that a cutting-edge news commentator like you have cutting-edge production facilities.
Well, I don't know if it's cutting-edge, but it's certainly better than what we had before.
You got more room, don't you?
Yeah, we've got 7,800 square feet. And a little bit of room next door to us has come open because I thought we'd have room for our TV studio, but I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's crazy. And the economy's going to hell in a handbasket. I don't know what to do, you know, because I can sit here, I can fund what we're doing, but then it means more sponsors, more time spent on that, you know, which I'd rather just put the info out, but then you need the cutting edge and the staff and the people to do it right.
And all that takes money.
Well, it sure does.
Well, see, this is something that really bothers me, Alex. you and me, and we could name a dozen other people. People are trying to run websites, people trying to publish books, and we're all struggling trying to make a living like everybody else. And we're going up against people with very deep pockets. And the irony and the thing that really torques me off is those deep pockets are filled with our tax money.
It's our money against us.
Yeah, exactly. And all we want to do is try to bring truth to people. And then people are confused because they say, well, I hear Alex Jones said this, but then I didn't see that on CNN or Fox. So it must be just conspiracy theory or fringe information. And yet, like everything we've talked about since I've come on here, this is all off of mainstream news sources. I mean, and off the Council on Foreign Relations website. We're not making this stuff up.
It just always has their spin on it.
Right.
They put their spin on it.
Well, of course, and that's why, you know, when I mention the Council on Foreign Relations, I'll be the first to admit, I don't think everybody on the Council on Foreign Relations is some kind of sinister conspirator.
No, it's compartmentalized.
Right, it's very compartmentalized, and there's an inner core elite, okay, but they surround themselves. For example, you and I could...
They get all the top CEOs and bankers and media people in there so they can watch them and know what trends are and have people everywhere they can call on favors, and they propel the careers of, it's now up to 5,000 people.
Right, and then they can nudge them. You know, with their foundations and think tanks and studies, you know, they say, well, you know, this is what we need to do. Now, my point is this. They would argue that, you know, letting the Council on Foreign Relations and their 5,000 elite people run everything is only sensible because that they know how to handle money. They know how everything works. They've got big educations and degrees. So, therefore, this is the path to peace and prosperity. And I would argue if they're... plans and their actions are the way to peace and prosperity. Go back and look at history since their inception in 1921, and you'll find we've had two world wars, a depression, stock market crash, unlimited other wars, political assassinations. Their track record's not very good.
Well, I mean, let's expand on that. They fund wars. They kill millions of people. Brzezinski brags in two books he wrote that he engineered Pol Pot. I mean, he's proud of that. So they're very wicked at the top.
He also has admitted that as Secretary of State under Jimmy Carter, he sent spies and provocateurs into Afghanistan to lure the Russians into moving into Afghanistan so they could have a big...
staging terror attacks 6 months before.
Yeah, staging terror attacks to bring in the Russians.
No, we're not.
He's proud of it because he said that helped defeat the Soviets.
Well, I mean, here's an example of how our detractors work. Not people that are government operatives or disinfo. They're out there, too, but people that get mad at me. I've done my own little studies. Like, I'll be on one of my YouTube videos, and I'll see a comment going, Alex Jones is a dirtbag, piece of filth, fed, and I hope he dies, basically. And I'll link through to the guy's website, and he's a Georgian living in America, and he's like, all hell Georgia, Georgia will smash Russia, Russia's the devil.
And we're not talking about the state that houses Atlanta. We're talking about Georgia and southern Russia,
exactly. Okay. They're on the Black Sea. And I know right away, that person doesn't like me because I reported that it was a U.S.-Israeli-NATO-backed sneak attack on South Ossetia to kick off a new Cold War. And so, but think about his flawed logic. I'm a Fed because I am against the U.S., Israel, and NATO starting a new Cold War. If I was a Fed, I'd be going with their policies. But he makes the instant decision. He knows there's a new world order, so he has to then make me the bad new world order. Look, I'm no fan of Putin. I'm no fan of a lot of things going on in Russia. The whole point is I know the globalists have this master game. Their policy is to start a war with Russia,
right,
to start new conflicts, so I'm against that. Just like I'm not weighing in on the Serb Muslim crow outside. I just know that the UN went in, used Arabs to attack the Serbs, got the Serbs to move in, and then went in and blew Serbia away. So, again, that... I'm finding that everybody that attacks me has a little reason because they're tribal and they think I'm criticizing their little group when, no, everybody would be better off if the New World Order wasn't stirring up regional conflicts and wars. But that's my point, is that I can link through on somebody's name and look at their page, and then it's always right there why they don't like me.
Right.
You know.
But the thing is, they need to look up. They need to get the bigger picture.
I'm not against Georgia.
No.
I'm not like, I want to destroy Georgia. I mean, most Georgians aren't glad that they got in that war.
And in the Clinton years, in the Kosovo, by the way, the Kosovo Liberation Army was the group that we were supporting. And how were we supporting it? Because we were allowing Al-Qaeda to supply arms and training to the Kosovo Liberation Army. And in return, we let them do their drug smuggling through the Balkans. Now, this is all documented, but people don't get told this. They don't know this. All they do is listen to the establishment media, and then they think, oh, well, it's this way, and they get totally dragged down into conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, yada, yada, yada. You got to look up, folks. You got to look up and see the big picture, and you got to see who's really running the show. You got to look behind the mask. That's why I really I've got to compliment you on your new Obama deception, because it is a deception. Okay, and I know people who say, well, I've met Obama. He's a very nice guy. Well, I know people who said they met George W. Bush, and he's a really nice guy. And I don't know personally either one of those fellows, so I'll say maybe they're telling me the truth. But what you and I know and what we're trying to tell people is they're just little puppets. They're front people. They're just talking heads that we see on the television, and their whole persona is carefully crafted, right? They are creations of the media. Ronald Reagan, we were all told what a fine family man. He went to church every Sunday and, you know, da-da-da. And then after he's out of office, we find out that he never went to church. He had family problems, dysfunctional family, and his wife was consulting astrologers, you know. So these are just little scenarios crafted by the corporate media and everybody thinks that's the way it is. And when you try to tell them it's not, then they get mad at you.
Absolutely. You've got some other little interesting things to go over there. What's that little chart you got?
Well, this is a chart of how the organic food industry has been brought in under and bought up by the major agriculture food corporations, Heinz, Coca-Cola, Kellogg, Cargill.
Take your time. Go over that.
Okay. Well, no. The reason I think everybody, especially if you're into health food or if you're into the food industry or if you're a farmer or know anything about it, you already know that agribusiness is where it's at. And that it's all tied so closely in with the corporate food thing. What I want to tell you about is H.R. 875, which is legislation now pending in Congress. It's known as the Food Safety Modernization Act. And people need to take a close look at this. And I'll be frank, I have not looked at it even this close, but I know that just from what I've seen and by glancing over some of the paragraphs and some of the clauses in this proposed legislation, essentially it's going to mean you can't have a garden because they are going to throw so much stuff at you. You got to show where it's coming from and what it contains and everything else. And it's going to criminalize growing a garden. It's absolutely amazing. During World War II, of course, we were all encouraged to grow gardens. We were going to have victory gardens, right? And, well, here we are. We're in a war on drugs and a war on poverty and a war on terrorism. You know, you think they'd say, let's grow gardens. But no. If this legislation passed, the Food Safety Modernization Act, it's going to leave food production and preparation up to the giant corporations, and they can use this to just shut down small farms and even your own little private garden. And you can see this happening all over the and then, of course, we have the Holt bill, which I'm sure you've already talked about, which is the gun control thing. And you mentioned that earlier. It's going to criminalize everybody that owns a gun is what it's going to do. And another thing, I didn't hear you mention this, is that it's going to call for voluntary physicals and psychological profiling, not profiling, but psychological testing.
No, it's involuntary. Every gun owner has to do it.
You've got to be able to own your gun. Okay, now, can you picture this? Okay, Mr. Jones, do you believe 9/11 was an inside job? Well, yes, there's evidence. Well, we think you need further psychological.
They've already said that's a mental illness.
Well, yeah, it's an evil government syndrome. Somebody came up with that.
Let me go over a key point here, and I want you to cover this. We know the feds come in with the $787 billion stimulus package that I call the federalization package.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did in that is they come into the counties and cities, this is on record, and they say, we want you to make people be licensed to have a garden because they may grow marijuana. And you can't have, I mean, imagine free people, you know, we're prisoners.
Right.
Imagine we're guilty until proven innocent. We can't have a garden. So here is the Tulsa News. Now, this is Tulsa World. Tulsa City Council questions community gardens, and he goes on to say community gardens, citizen gardens, you know, how do we know what these people are going to be growing? Vegetables? Maybe there'll be something else, he said. Is there going to be someone who inspects what is growing? And so he wants police to come in and inspect your gardens. Now, they're bulldozing them all over the country. They're getting rid of them. That's being federally pushed.
No, I'll tell you who's pushing that are the giant food corporations.
Well, no, I mean, exactly. Animal ID, because, premises ID,
right.
Is all about shutting them down. They admit that. Big Ag wrote it. But listen to this. This is a town in New York. It says, mayor considers options, martial law over political woes. Albany County, same place. Martial law, they said troops. Notice we heard Blagojevich before he got kicked out saying, I'm going to have National Guard statewide doing gun sweeps in the neighborhoods because of crime. We're now hearing all these governors, all these county commissioners, mayors, saying, we want troops, we want troops. Oh, there's a shooting in Alabama, regular army troops. Then, in Albany County, local law number A, 2009, anyone who goes and purchases ammo will be registered when they purchase it. A local law for the county of Albany, New York, regulating the purchase of ammunition in the county of Albany. And it's going to be up on PrisonPlanet.com here very soon. Paul Watts is doing an article. And it says, being enacted by the county. And again, we happen to know that these locals are in a beta test with Obama through the stimulus money to do this. And so they're saying, you want the money, you got to do this to start the precedent. This is happening nationwide in all these towns and cities, registering guns and ammo.
Well, let's look on the flip side of this. People are going to say, well, what can I do about this? Well, here's what you can do about it. We need to take control back at the local level. I believe it's in Montana, a county in Montana, where the local sheriff, who is the highest law enforcement official under the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, has publicly sent notice to federal officials that if they violate the Constitution of the United States, that his deputies would escort them to the county line because they were no longer welcome in that county. This is the type of activity we've got to start moving to. You've got to gain control over your local representatives and over you. But what's happened is over the years with all this money and now with everything under Homeland Security and with billions of dollars of our tax money flowing down into the hands of local officials, they're buying them up, okay? And they're saying, okay, now here's what you need to do and do this or we're going to cut you off of the funds.
That's what I wanted you to comment on. So when you hear about them going after your guns, going after your gardens, suddenly all over the country they're raiding Amish for milk, they're for cheese, people for eggs, watermelons. Cops are pulling up and saying, you can't sell eggs on the side of the road. They've been ordered to do this. They are shutting. As they implode the economy, we were 90% rural in the Great Depression, 7 million starved to death, according to big university studies that came out last year. So instead of now 10% are rural, only half of those are self-sufficient. We've gone from 90% self-sufficient to 5% self-sufficient with 10% on the land.
And they're shutting them down.
And so they're shutting them down. As the UN has said in official documents, 97 Beijing China Population Summit, they will use food as a weapon. And so they're consolidating it, the poison GMO food. The people get mad. Most of the people start buying organic food. That becomes popular. They change the standard where it doesn't have to really be organic to have USDA certification. Private groups come out with their own certifications. People go to that. And then they say, you know what? We're just shutting it all down.
Right.
We're just, you know, in the name of some peanut butter problem, you know, that's big industry doing that or something, or people in Mexico crapping on the lettuce or the spinach. Again, they use that highly publicized a few deaths or whatever to bring in total control on the groups that are putting out the best, cleanest food.
That's exactly right. And now they're shutting down. Our last hope, of course, is firearms. You go back and you read all the writings in the Federalist Papers. You read the writings of Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. They all made it very clear that the purpose of possessing firearms has nothing to do with hunting or sportsmanship or anything else. It has the right to protect yourself from a tyrannical government.
Stay there. We're going to come back from break here in a moment in the final segment and cover a few other key issues. Jim, we got to get you in here more often. This has been a fabulous interview. Before we do that, though, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of sponsors, I don't endorse a sponsor unless I believe in it. And remember, they also make this show possible. I want to tell you about Home Gain. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place where you can get started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate quotations answers. So, again, it can tell you everything. Go to homegain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate on your home value online. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it is absolutely free, homegain.com. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to homegain.com and use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers looking for the orange home gain gorilla on the site to help you with any real estate needs you might have. Again, that's homegain.com. One of the other sponsors that makes this show possible is pmemory.net. You spend all the time listening to the show every day, but how much of the information can you actually recall? Test yourself right now and try to recall the show that aired 1 week ago. How about 2 weeks ago? And if you cannot recall it, then that's my point. School of Phenomenal Memory, pmemory, the letter P, memory.net. Proven results from lesson one guaranteed, no gimmicks or magic pills, just pure science and real training that makes sense. Memorize what you really need, such as names, daily information, new languages, and even entire books. Dramatically improve natural memory, attention, and thinking speed. Go to pmemory.net now and read hundreds of testimonials. Download the free ebook explaining how memory really works, and get 10% off by mentioning me, Alex Jones. School of Phenomenal Memory, www.pmemory.net, or you can click on the P-Memory banner on Infowars.com. Final segment of this really great show today with all these informative guests. Straight ahead after this quick break. Please stay with us.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, Kinney's computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you.
is over until this Sunday, live 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and the syndicated transmission we do 5 days a week, 4 hours a day isn't enough. What's 5 times 4? That's 20 hours. And then I do 2 more. I do quite a few hours a week. I guess that's 22 hours a week of live radio.
I don't see how you do it.
Oh, I love it. And we got a great crew in here that makes it all possible. You got a new book out. We're not carrying it yet, but you know, we do have your Rise of the Fourth Reich. I think it's your best book. And the other one that we have at Infowars.com. But Jim Marrs, Above Top Secret, Undercover Mysteries of the Digital Age. They sent us a copy of this, your publisher, and it was a great read because I could just read a chapter every night before I went to bed. It covers a lot of subjects. Now, in the time we have left, when you came in with rave reviews about it, why did you like the Obama deception?
Oh, well, I would recommend everyone get a copy of the Obama deception because you're either already kind of anti-Obama, in which case you need to do your homework and get your ammunition for your arguments, or you're pro-Obama, and you'd really definitely need to see the Obama deception because you've been deluded. And you've been fooled. And folks, let me tell you something. This is the same thing's gone on over the past 8 years. You had conservative Republicans who voted and were staunchly behind everything George W. Bush did because they thought he was a good constitutional conservative. They didn't realize that the term neocon actually meant national socialist. Okay? Now the same thing's happening in reverse because now we got all these people who think that Obama is going to bring us some sort of change, and we're going to get away from this national socialism.
He's just continuing the exact agenda with different window dressing.
Yeah, exactly. And so now we've swapped national socialism for Marxist socialism. In fact, I'm sure you saw Newsweek carried a big cover here a week or so ago, said now we're all socialists. Well, when did we get to vote for being socialists is what I want to know. So people need to understand. They need to see the Obama deception.
Plus, it's not even real socialism. It's all going to the bankers.
Right, right.
Fascism.
Well, this is what happened in communist Russia and the Soviet Union. They said everything was in the name of the people, and yet the people never benefited. It all went to the Politburo and the Central Committee. And it's the same thing over here. I mean, come on. People need to just wise up, you know. And then you say, well, how do you do that? Well, number one, turn off your TV.
And spread the word about
and talk to people.
You. Tell folks your website.
JimMarrs.com, JimMarrs.com. I try to put up articles that you probably never see on the corporate mainstream mass media. And, of course, between that and going to InfoWars, that ought to give them a pretty good idea of what's going on.
I want to thank you for reminding me of that Texas State Police that was a public report, just as bad as the Missouri Myak report. It's good to see people angry about this, though, and saying, hey, we're not going to put up with your demonization. People that are doing this, they're the tyrants, they're the traitors, they're the people selling out what our country's based on.
That's right. I would like to grab every law enforcement officer in Texas and say, listen, buddy, I'm on your side. I am not a terrorist, okay? But likewise, I don't want you operating as some kind of thug for the international bankers who want to come and tell me I can't grow a garden and I can't own a gun and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, because, hey, folks, we're all in this together.
Tyranny always comes to your door in a uniform, and the police and military go along with this. They're going to help destroy this nation. What time are you speaking tomorrow at Brave New Books in Austin?
7 o'clock tomorrow at Brave New Books, right across from the university.
And your talks on your new book, Above Top Secret?
No, this is the topic you don't want to talk about, so we won't mention it.
The Little Green Men?
Well, I've been down here several times, and I talked about the rise of the Fourth Reich. I've talked about the secret history. I've talked about all
the areas that can be proven, though. It's very interesting.
Exactly. But everybody said, because every now and then something come up about UFOs, and they say, everybody demanded I come back down here and explain to them.
All right. We're out of time. Jim Marrs, thank you.
Bye.
You bet. Stay there for a second. Folks, retransmission starts in 70 seconds, one place. Infowars.com on the web of the streams and AM and FM dial. See you Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. God bless you all. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.